producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm here for you every day, Monday through Friday, to talk about whatever it is that's on your mind and to sort of see what's important to you. All right, so I just lost my thingy, but we'll get back to it. All right, so I thought what we would do is, in light of basically yesterday's program, is talk about what people do to deal with their fears. Do you ever get frightened about anything, Manny?
Nothing really specific, I guess. I think when things like what happened in Paris on Friday, I think when things like that happen, it's just, you know, your heart sinks and you just, you know.
It makes me sad, but it doesn't make me frightened, to be quite honest.
Right, yeah. Your heart sinks and you just have this sad kind of feeling in this uneasy feeling in your stomach, you know, just from, because you just think about the families of those people that, you know, have lost a loved one and friends and all that stuff, and it just shows that how much evil there is in the world, and it's heartbreaking. It really is.
As I said, part of what sort of, I had sort of kind of a flashback, as I said, of being in Israel, in Jerusalem, and walking down the street, and a street that looked like, you know, had little twinkly white lights and people sitting out eating in cafes, and you walk past this plate glass window, and there's a bomb crater in there, and it was the result of about 3 years ago, there was a coffee shop bombing where I think 23 or 24 people were killed, and just realizing that you could be sort of just having a cup of coffee and be blown up. But on the other hand, it occurs to me that there's really nothing you can do about that. And there's nothing you can do about, then, you know, basically there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, and so, I mean, you don't worry about things that you can't control. And, you know, you look both ways before you cross the street, and you don't do incredibly stupid things. But by definition, if you can't control it, you don't worry about it. I mean, Why worry about it? You're going to spend a lot of time. There's nothing you can do about it. It's kind of like that, you know, in Bridge of Spies, where Mark Rylance is playing a Russian spy, says, and Tom Hanks says to him, are you worried about this? He said, would it do any good? And that, to me, is kind of the whole point. If worrying about it did some good, then it makes some sense to do that. If it doesn't, then why are we doing it? You know, why are we worrying about it? All right, let's hear what people said.
We'll start with Diane. Diane says, I pray.
Okay.
Terry,
I think for a lot of people, it turns out that prayer actually does lower your blood pressure and all sorts of interesting kinds of things. I think the meditation does the same thing. Square breathing does the same thing. That figuring out and knowing what you can do, you know, knowing the kinds of things you can bring to bear make a huge difference. Okay.
Terry says, oddly, I laugh. I can't help it. I think it's a release for me.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Freud says that we laugh at things that we might ordinarily cry about. So not a bad notion. There you go.
Leah says, head on. That way the what ifs don't start. That's how she deals
head
with
on. Is that what she says?
Yeah, because that's what she says. That's how she deals with fear. Head on.
Oh, head. I guess we deal with it. All right. So I deal with head on. Read the rest of the sentence for me again.
She says, deal with it head on. That way the what ifs don't start.
Yeah. I mean, again, I think just assessing what can I do about this, you know, makes a huge difference. Because to a certain extent, anxiety and fear are not the same thing, but they certainly can have an overlap. I think we're much more likely to feel anxious when we feel when we're trapped, when there's nothing we can do. There's something you can do. Once you can, I know, for example, when I wake up in the middle of the night and with an anxiety attack, which is not an uncommon phenomenon for anybody, but certainly for me, I sort of have learned that if I go walk around, I go do a crossword puzzle, I go, reading doesn't actually work for me. I need to do something active, because at that moment, the anxiety, obviously from the dream, is that somehow I'm in a situation that I can't get out of. And so just moving, just sort of reassuring myself that there are things I can do, which also works as distraction, makes a huge difference. So I think sort of saying, okay, what can I do about this? Making a list may do it. For me, the more active, physically active, the better.
Tracy says, I sing to myself.
Well, that'll good for you. That's Anne and the King of Siam, whistle a happy tune. Not only do I fool everybody else, I can fool myself. There you go.
Julie says, prayer, I lift it up and ask the Lord to guide me.
And good for you. But again, sort of feeling that you're doing something, and believe it or not, that for a lot of people, the act of prayer is an act. It is an active behavior as opposed to passive. Oh, and speaking of which, the name of the Richard Gere movie is called Time Out of Mind.
Okay. Jennifer says, from what I've learned, fear needs to be treated somewhat like anxiety or panic attacks. The more you try to run from it, the bigger it gets. I find coming to terms with the worst-case scenario works well. And in worst-case scenario, I mean actually plausible. When you imagine the worst-case scenario and come up with a plan to deal with it, except that it will suck, but that you'll survive, and though it will be hard, it will get better, then it's not so big and scary anymore. However,
well done.
However, I mean, if the fear is one that is actually meant as a warning to you, as in run, because a situation is truly dangerous in some way to you or others, that's a different story.
Yeah, but I think differentiating those two is really important. And again, it's moving from your emotions, from your gut to your head, saying, okay, is first of all, is this life-threatening? And you can hear the analytical process going on in her response is that, number one, is this life-threatening? And that isn't the order that she's doing it, but my guess is whether she realizes it or not, that's how she's doing it. Is this legitimately life-threatening? And if so, I either have to fight it or I have to run from it. If it's not, what are my choices? What can I do? What's the worst thing that could happen in this non-life-threatening situation? So I'm not going to die. It's just how uncomfortable is it going to be? And then, okay, I understand it may be sucky, but I've already differentiated. I'm not going to die from it. So I'm going to survive it. So here are my choices. And if this is a worst-case scenario, anything better than that is great. So what can I do? So you could see that she's actually going through that process. Good for her. And you can see that she, too, makes the link between fear, anxiety, and panic attacks.
Bonnie says, if there's no reason for it, I put on music. This makes me forget about the fear.
Yeah. I remember that music soothes the savage beast. I think it's actually the heart of the savage beast, believe it or not.
Petra says, I pray hard and I ask for covering and cast away whatever... and cast away whatever is causing my fear, and I pray for protection. And if it's real bad and that doesn't quite cut it, I tell myself over and over, the Lord is with me, till I can feel it, believe it, and power through it. Our Creator is my strength, my healer, and my protector. I am 35 and found that this works the best for me.
Can you go through that again? Because I think she was doing exactly the same steps that one of our other listeners was going through. Different context. One is doing it intellectually, one is doing it through prayer, but the same process. Read that again, would you please? Well, when we come back, you'll read it again.
Yep.
855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to bloodsugar11.com for your free video. That's bloodsugar11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to bloodsugar11.com now.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA savings, and retirement income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're doing, I guess, our part in our way to help people understand what went on in Paris over the weekend. You may also want to check out drjoy.com that Manny has put up a whole lot of really wonderful stories about people's response to people being generous to one another and housing people who got stranded in Paris and just some lovely stories that make you realize that the majority of the human population understands that it's okay to disagree, that we can try and convince each other gently and lovingly and hopefully and sometimes even loudly, but not violently, to our way of thinking. And the reason that we try to convince people to our way of thinking is because we believe it's right, and that it can be an act of love to try and convince people, but not certainly by yelling at them, not by hurting them, and certainly not by killing them. So there's you know, these kind of experiences, as painful as they are, and they are painful, also helps us to remind ourselves that we are part of a larger community, and especially to reach out to Muslims at this particular moment and suggest that we understand that this does not reflect the faith of Islam at all. Okay, and I think that's part of how we fight our fears too, is reach out to one another and reaffirm our commitment to discussion, to peaceful disagreement, to caring, to loving, to generosity, to hospitality. Okay, keep going.
We'll continue on with Dorothy, and she says, I use emotional freedom techniques, also known as tapping. It's a combination of acupressure and psychology. It's easy, it's free, and it works.
Yeah, I've seen people do that. The people I know who do it usually are Asian, and it literally is, they literally, I assume it's what she's referred to as sort of tapping on your, you know, with your fingers, the tips of your fingers on your, just above your eyebrows. I've seen people do that. Hmm. Also works sometimes for headaches. You know what else works for headaches? You know, for women, we know where we put. Well, I guess guys too have pierced ears. You know, the fatty part of your earlobe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the part that hangs down. If you have a headache and you put pressure on both sides with your index finger and your thumb and hold it for about 30 seconds, it'll get rid of most headaches.
Oh wow!
Yeah, don't even need an aspirin.
I'll have to try that.
It's an acupuncture or an acupressure point.
Hmm.
Thought I'd pass that along.
Well, thank you. I'm going to try that.
You're
out
welcome.
Next time I
get
angry.
It really does work.
Kiana says, it depends on the fear. I have physical fears like heights, water, and going into the crawl space of my house. When I climb into the roof, I breathe deeply, move careful and slow, and talk myself through it. I remember that I've done this before, and I love the view. If my fear is less tangible, then I just prepare for the worst and hope for the best. I think that's what most people do.
Yeah, I think that, let's go back to one of the words you use, which is less tangible. And you can hear, really, in everybody's response, but in this one specifically, that taking an abstract cloud of fear, and it's called reality testing, try to make it tangible, try and figure out what it's really coming from, does a number of things simultaneously. First of all, it moves, by definition, from your gut, from just an emotional response, to your head, because you're being analytical at that moment. So you're moving into a different mode. Second of all, you're using your brain in a different way of being proactive rather than just reactive. Third of all, you're being able, by narrowing things, to eliminate some of the causes, which fourth of all gets you to, okay, what are my choices here? So sort of moving from that sense of, oh my gosh, something's wrong. And as number of people have pointed out, including me, for us to be able to get to that point, sometimes you need to do some fairly major physical activity. You need to be able to move from that overall panic, sense of panic, which is literally overwhelming, to a more intellectual, specific, analytical approach. And that, but doing that in itself is enormously helpful.
Sally says, prayer and or talking to friends or my husband about it.
Yeah, same thing. That if you're having, as I said, when we were in college and we were studying together, we learned if you could explain it to somebody, you understood it. If you couldn't, you didn't. So talking to somebody about it and trying to be very specific about it, of not, oh my God, I feel terrible. The world is, you know, ending. But more specifically saying, all right, this is my concern, can help you begin the problem solving process, which means that you're not feeling panicky at that moment.
Heather says, I handle fear by being alert and knowing my surroundings.
Okay. So you're saying, if I'm paying attention, you're saying that you're dealing with the situation of a legitimate, tangible fear of saying, okay, if I'm in a situation that may be difficult or may be dangerous, what I need to do is pay attention. So I'm, you know, more able to respond. And what was the other thing?
The other thing was talking to friends or my husband about it. She also said prayer.
Yeah, but no, there was the one of being alert.
I'm looking back at the wrong one. Sure. Point it out, Joy. No, I'm kidding.
Sorry. No, that was just creative meshing of things on your part. Keep going.
No, she said by being alert and knowing my surroundings.
Sort of familiar helps. So, yeah. Because you can differentiate, if you know the situation, then you know what fits and what doesn't fit. Unfamiliar, almost by definition, is different by definition. So it can either be stimulating of, wow, this is kind of cool, or it can be scary of, ooh, I don't know this, or a combination. So pay attention to it.
Genevieve says, I pray, and I turn to my hobbies. I paint, knit, and play the piano.
All right, so knowing what you can do when those feelings occur to you, that you don't have to be imprisoned by them, you don't have to be overwhelmed by them, that you have options here. And that's the whole point. That, look, I'm not suggesting that there's anything wrong with fear. It could be a very useful kind of response, but being overwhelmed by it doesn't do anything. It's like Mark Ryland says, will it help? No. But it is a good harbinger. It is a good, okay, it's a good wake-up system of, all right, is there something literally here that I should be frightened of? Is there something that this is triggered that I'm unaware of? Is this a problem that was only catalyzed by what's going on today and exists on another level? All right? Stay tuned. We're going to do something we've never done before, which is recap on It's Broken, Let's Fix It, by talking with some survivors of terrorist attacks and how they deal with exactly what we're talking about, which is fear and going on to live happy, productive lives. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeCIG.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it's that time of the week where we do It's Broken, Let's Fix It. And this is a really special and unusual It's Broken, Let's Fix It, because usually I'm dealing with somebody who's in a play or done a documentary. And today I'm in Israel. I'm in Jerusalem. And I'm with one family that's a wonderful organization that deals with overcoming terror together. And I'm going to introduce you to three people who, they don't view themselves as victims. They view themselves as survivors of terror. And if you think about it, I mean, the word terror, right, means fear. And so the question is, how have each of these people gone through an unimaginable experience and come out the other side of it? And I'm not going to say stronger, I'm not going to say emboldened by the experience, because I think different people have different reactions. So I'll let them tell you their stories. So I'd like to introduce you to Kay Wilson, and she'll tell you a little bit about herself. Steve Bloomberg, who is not the mayor's cousin, although he'd like to be, and Cheryl Mandel. All right, Kay, let's start with you. Can you just give me just a little bit of your story? I mean, I've just spent hours dealing with these people, and I've asked them to do nearly the impossible, which is kind of distill an event that people can understand how, from what you've what you've learned, what you've experienced, how they can deal with perhaps much more minor, but nevertheless, real fears in their own life.
Okay, so to briefly count my story, I was taking a friend of mine, an American Christian, on a hike in an Israeli national park, and we were there pounced on by two Palestinian terrorists and held at knife point for half an hour, and then they gagged us and bound us and they began to butcher, and I played dead and I watched my American Christian friend chopped up in front of my eyes. And after the terrorists had left, I didn't think I was going to survive, but I wanted to get closer to the car so the police could find my body, and I managed to walk over a mile, bound, gagged, barefoot, 13 machete wounds, over 30 broken bones. So I thought about how can I get over through this terrible fear, you know, or terror as you call it. And I have to go back paradoxically to that long walk through that valley of the shadow of death, all right? And I was ever and acutely aware that the next step or the next breath could be my last. You know, I can hear my lungs gurgling and they're bubbling with blood as they're filling up and I'm dying. So in order to get through the fear, I have to go back to the fear. And that means I have to, there's a rabbinical saying, Kol Olam Kulo Geshet Tomo, the entire world, what is it called, is a narrow bridge and we mustn't be afraid. And so I've understood, I've been lost a lot, but I've been gifted with the present, this present moment. So I have been a victim of terrorism, but I'm not going to be a victim to my own fears. And the only way to do that is like I did in the forest. If I'd have thought I've got a mile to walk, I'd have collapsed and died. I'd given up. But I have to take life moment by moment, one step at a time. And before you know it, you've got your target.
Wow. Did you have any sense before this happened that you had that kind of inner strength?
Yeah.
Were there hints? All right, tell me about that.
No, I don't want to.
Why not?
Because it's my private life.
Okay. But you did have the sense that you were one of those people that...
Yeah, I've always been very... we're on the radio. People turn off your phones. All right. But we are... had that strength because I've always been a very independent thinker. And I've always been very adventurous and like to meet new people. I've enjoyed taking risks. Not that I was taking risks with my friend, you know, in the forest. It wasn't irresponsible. But I've always been an exploratory type of person.
Fair enough. Because, as you know, that's one of my theories, is that situations like that make us more who we were before. They change us in some ways, but I'm not sure that they change us in the same ways people think that we. And it sounds like that there was a part of you that knew that you had perhaps not that strength in that same way, but had an inkling of your own resilience, of your own courage.
Okay, that's true now, but I can't deny the fact that it's been 4 years. It's a lifelong process of recovery. Okay, there's no such word as closure. Really, there's not.
I never use it.
No, it's
a stupid word.
It is a stupid word. But no, it's like making them. It's making lemonade out of lemons.
A step at a time.
One breath at a time.
Fair enough. That's Kay Wilson. All right, we're talking about something that you don't hear people talk about very much, which is talking about the unthinkable, talking about things that really go bump in the night and scare the living daylights out of us. But we're not talking about fiction. We're not talking about Hollywood. We're talking with real people in Israel who survived really the unthinkable, the unimaginable, and somehow they're alive and literally kicking. Steve Bloomberg is... Steve, let me just tell people that you were not related to Michael. And tell us your story, please.
Okay, one summer night about 14 years ago, during the Intifada, I was driving home innocently with my wife and three kids in the back of the car, and suddenly we hear this shooting sound, and didn't know where it was coming from, but the end of the story is that my wife was murdered, and my daughter and myself, ever since then, we've both been paralyzed, and we're both in a wheelchair today, and we had to carry on life like that. My first instinct, which kept me going, was that my wife's been shot. I have to be, even though I'd been shot as well, but she'd been murdered, and I had to think how I have to be survive in order to look after the rest of the kids, who were between 6 and 16, five of them. So that gave me the first strength to carry on. And after that, I had to deal with all sorts of issues, like, am I going to live in the same place? Am I going to travel on that road? And I didn't want to give a victory to those people who shot me. I felt this is the place I've chosen to live. I'm going to live in the place where I choose, not where they want us. They want us in the sea, not in not where we live. So that was what gave me strength to carry on. I still every day go past that same point at least twice a day, and I must admit, going through that place, that same place, it's not easy always. I try and get involved in conversation or have some music on, but when I'm on my own at that same time of night, I always think, gosh, is it going to happen again? Is it not going to happen again? And did it really happen? Those are the thoughts which are going through my mind.
So how do you get up in the morning and go in your car on that same road? How do you do that?
That's like, as I said before, I have this strength that the fact that I've survived, the fact that I'm carrying on the life as I was before, I've gone back to the original job I had. I'm functioning as I used to function. I've remarried, so I feel like I have got my life back to normal, and I want to carry on. I want to be like a normal person, so just to be normal. That's what gives me strength to go. So I don't think about it every morning. I don't think, oh, I have to do this again. I just do it without thinking, and that's the way my life goes.
I swear, if you look up resilience in the dictionary, you're going to see all these faces. My next guest is Cheryl Mandel. Cheryl, tell us about your story, please.
Hi, Dr. Joy. 12 years ago, my middle child, a 5, Daniel, was killed while serving in the Israeli army. It came upon us one morning with no experience. We're originally from Canada, and we had no experience at all with terrorism, with army fatalities, and it came as an enormous big shock. There were, I have to say that there were two things that helped us to go on in a very positive way. The first thing is choice. You can't choose what happens to you in life. You can only choose how you deal with it. And we decided that we would take our pain and our grief and that we would use it to do positive things in the world in Daniel's memory. And we've done that. The other thing is support. We were very, very lucky. We lived in a supportive community, Alon Shvut. The army embraced us. Everybody embraced us. And with the support of everybody in Israel, including the amazing One Family Fund organization, it just helped take us, David and myself and our 4 children, helped carry us along with their love until we got to a point where we were able to function again.
You guys are truly, and I, you know, I know it's sort of a horrible word to use, but truly inspirational. And it seems to me that you're saying one step at a time, get back to your life, don't let anybody take away what's important to you, and reach out to people and sort of celebrate the life of the person rather than the death of the person. You guys are really remarkable, and I think, you know, I know it's hard to sort of tell a stranger, especially when the stranger says, all right, I want you to talk into the microphone, please, these kinds of stories. But I think that people listening to you who are dealing with the trivia of our own lives, and the idea is not to minimize anybody's fear, because all of us have to live in our own lives. But I think you three are just remarkable people, and you've all said different things, which I think there's not one experience and one pain, and I think there's not one lesson, but I thank you very much. My guests have been Kay Wilson, Steve Bloomberg, Cheryl Mandel. If you'd like to find out about One Family, go to onefamilytogether.org. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about fear today. I'm in Israel with one family, which is kind of, they've kind of adopted me a little bit. So I'm feeling like kind of a stepchild, but embraced. I'm going to introduce you to three people who, actually three and a half, because Rachel is a lovely woman and a therapist, not much English, but Rachel is here with us also. We're going to start with Yehuda Shalom. So Shalom. You probably get that a lot. All right, so you're a therapist. So how, these are people who have suffered for most of the world, perhaps not if you're an Israeli, but unimaginable kinds of terrorism, of fear-producing things. So as a therapist, how do you help them deal with it?
As a therapist, we try to do a process of acknowledging together the fact that the grief and the loss is going to stay. We're not trying to make it get away, but what we try to do is to cope while living, right? To have a life alongside the sense of loss. And we're trying to do that by giving a new perspective and by help them make good decisions, choose life, right? And you can choose whether to treat your past as a club or a school.
All right, you heard from Yehuda is Shalom, and next up is Ziva Braca Gitteron, who is a therapist and also a psychodramatist. So tell me how you help people. And the point also is what you bring to people here, that people who are not living in Israel, who've not been victims of terror or survivors of terrorist attack. Tell me what your philosophy is when you're dealing with people.
Okay, first of all, I'm doing in group therapy through psychodrama and the idea of joyfulness.
What is joyfulness?
Joyfulness is entering to the room and doing noise, laughing,
yeah.
Getting from your chair, shouting, dancing,
right, now,
crying.
I've just, let's say I've lost my husband
mm-hmm.
recently.
Yeah.
And I come in and you say, okay, get out of your chair and start laughing.
Yeah, that's what
I'm mean. Not going to do that.
Okay, I will tell you what
I'm not going to do.
I will tell you what happened an hour ago.
Okay.
Before I entered to this interview.
Okay.
I had a group of women that are widows from the last war and from terror attacks. And it was my first meeting with them. And then we sit together. And after I introduced myself, I said, let's get up. And then I said, let's change places only by looking to one each other. They just have to get up from the chair. Getting up from the chair is getting up from the place of grief, or from the place of pain, or from the place of something that is introvert. And the minute that they get up, something is happening. The magic starts. And they have to change places. Then they have to change places like they didn't see each other for 10 years. And they just start to remembering friends that they didn't see each other. And they had to do it like people that has to say something very pathetic when they didn't see each other for a long time. And they scream, and they just start laughing. And then we did a round of what people are saying to you that you can really laugh on them. Even people that are coming to comfort you.
Right.
After your
right, let me ask you,
died.
Is the thing that makes everybody the angriest is saying, I know what you feel?
No, that's the idea. I know what you feel. Time will pass. Time will heal. And it with such a, you know, eyes that are full of empathy, and they can throw up from this. And we take it and we laugh on it, and they laugh about themselves and on the good people that are coming to help them. But they take the phrases and we exaggerate it and laugh on it.
Right.
And
so get off your butt. Start. And if somebody says something that really irritates you?
Yeah, so me as a therapist, if he will say something, no, or something, somebody that irritates them.
Well, either.
Okay.
What do you do if I'm just irritated? What are you going to do?
Yeah, irritating is part of our job as therapists. We deal with resistance and irritating and mockering and everything. And then I do for me something dramatic because I'm a psychodramatist.
And you're a dramatic woman.
And this is the drama of hope. That's what we are dealing with. The drama of hope is part of contradictions. We deal with contradictions. Pain and joyfulness together.
All right. My next to the last contributor today is also a therapist. His name is Yonatan Amit. All right. And he wanted to have an argument with me, and I said, it's my program. You can't have an argument with me. So actually, you could. People argue with me all the time. When they're really irritated with me, they say, thanks for your time. Has anyone ever said, not thanks for the help or thanks for the understanding, thanks for your time, which means, man, I don't like you at all. All right. So tell me how you deal with folk.
Okay. There's 3 points that I would like to stress about handling fear. The first one is that
it has an accumulating effect, which means that each one of us, if he will have enough trauma coming one after another, he would break. And he would react exactly with PTSD as those people that we deal with. A second point is that we have to remember that after and before all, there are people with the same problems, with the same issues and the same challenges that we have in our life.
Yeah, it's easy to see people as a problem, to see them as their problem.
Exactly.
Rather than, that's a good point.
And especially when they are with a very dramatic event, like K before. But there are people after and before all. We have to treat them as people and understand them as people. The third point is that eventually, after all the treatment and all the coping that people do, you'll never get over the PTSD or the fear. You just learn how to live beside it. Very happy and good life.
So when you say people really never get over it, I guess I can go back, because on some level that seems like, oh, rats, that's kind of a bummer. But if I go back to Yehuda's statement that you can decide that it was either a club or a school, that either I learned something from it and I can go on, I've got the transcript, or that this is going to define me for the rest of my life.
That's part of the picture. Another part of the picture is choosing to live your life even though it hurts.
Amen. All right, my final word is kind of, it's bilingual. It's Rachel Ben Menachem's statement, but Rachel said, English, I'm not so great. Your English is better than my Hebrew. So we've asked Yehuda to summarize Rachel's point. She deals specifically with kids, so lay it on me.
Right, children who have lost a loved one are torn apart between, I would say, two sides. One is going on with life, and the other is holding on to the memories. And what we are trying to do is to enable them to have both. Remember and go on with life.
Terrific. Guys, I can't thank you enough. My guest, Yehuda Ish Shalom, Yonatan Amit, Ziva Braka Gitteron, and Rachel Ben Menachem, who was heard in translation. Thanks, guys. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at Dr.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.